13-0 run fourth quarter, held them without a point for 4.5 minutes. What were you able to do defensively in the second half?
Play hard. Just play hard, you know. Halftime, after coming in being down, I believe, by 9, I told the guys that was embarrassing. How we were playing that first half, especially defensively. You know, not playing with a sense of urgency, not giving that team the respect that you know, as I told, you know, I told our team games back, you know, you can never look at a team's record and think that they'll come in and just lay down and give you a game. You know, this is the NBA. You got to go out and you got to earn every single game. And I know sometimes you can look at a team's record and you can, you know, you can just feel that you can turn it on and turn it off against that team. But I don't believe in that. I don't believe in that. I've seen enough, you know, teams that have had below 500 records go into buildings and put together four solid quarters and come out with wins. And we have not, you know, we have not played well enough to even think about being in that light. You know, we have to come out every single night, and we've got to play like it's the last game of the finals. To me, that's just how we have to play. That's how we have to approach every single game. And for three quarters, we just did not we didn't give that team the respect that we should give every single NBA team we line up against. And then being down, fourth quarter, we came back and played with a little bit more fire in our belly. We were able to put together some stops and come out with a win.
How much, if at all, do you think was looking ahead to tomorrow night?
I don't know. I really don't. I hope that's not the case. You know, I really do. I don't think you can look ahead at any game, you know, especially when there's work to be done that day. And you know, I really hope that wasn't the case.
I imagine for you it must have been especially disappointing considering you had the same problem with Houston of effort and
No, I mean, after the way we played against Houston, I really expected us to come out and play with more of a sense of urgency. Expect you having lost the game, having had a bad performance against Houston. I really thought we would come out and try to put our foot on their throat and not let them up. That's what I thought, you know. But that was not the case. We came out very what I perceived to be, and I told our guys at halftime, we came out soft, and we played soft across the board. And you cannot. You know, you just can't play like that in this league. You know, you start playing like that, you develop a reputation, and it goes around the league. As it, you know, when you play a team like the Hawks, you can bang them and be physical with them, and you can do what you want to do, and we can't have that. You know, defense is going to have to be our staple every single night. We can't go out and outscore people every night. We have to get solid stops. We got to defend. Then we have to rebound the ball, and then we have to go down and we have to attack. And the Houston game, we did not do that on a consistent basis. And the first half, we weren't good at all.
Well, Joe Johnson, 36 points, 14 in the second quarter, basically kept you guys in the game in the first half. Just talk about his contribution today.
Well, he's starting to get into a rhythm. He was Joe today. You know, you can see, you know, he had that balance in his step. He wasn't hesitating on his shot. He was getting some good looks. I thought he was real aggressive off the dribble. You know, when he did have a chance to isolate, he made some things happen. But he had a really big second quarter. I believe I can see that he started getting into a rhythm. But that's Joe. You know, that's who Joe is, and he has the ability to play like that. But we cannot come out every night and expect Joe, or even hope that Joe can bail us out when we're not playing well. I don't want to be that kind of team. I want to be a team that can come out and defend every single time we step on the floor. You know, we're not going to shoot it good every night, and I understand we're not going to play well tonight. But we can come out and play with energy and play with effort, and we can move the basketball. I think we had 25 assists tonight. Which is very encouraging, But you know what you saw of Joe tonight. That was Joe, and we know when he plays like that, we can be good. But we got to take care of the other things, especially down on the defensive end.
I understand that a win's a win, but are you more encouraged by just the way you took control in the fourth, or more discouraged by what happened in the first three quarters?
I'm very encouraged. You know, I'm very encouraged, especially now that we have to go down to Miami and get them on a back-to-back.
Right.
You know, this could have been a really bad loss going into Miami, and that's just not a good feeling. I would prefer to go in there feeling good after a win than feeling bad after a loss.
Okay. That's cool. All right.